example, hospital group Netcare has resumed dividend payments. The private hospital operator declaring a final payout of 34 cents after annual adjusted headline earnings per share doubled. And the improvement coming as it managed to deal with the third wave of COVID-19 infections better than the previous waves. Joining me now to discuss this in a bit more detail is the company's CEO, Richard Friedland. Richard, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So let's get straight into things, because it's been quite the year, hasn't it? You highlight specifically an evolving treatment regimen, effective bed allocation starting to now work more so in your favor. Is there quite a vast discrepancy that we've got to note, Richard, between the first half and the second half of the year?
No, I think unfortunately both halves were hit very hard by COVID-19. You know, last year we were sat here thinking that we've got COVID beat, and if there is a second wave, we've got it sorted. But along came the beta variant, and over December and Christmas, we didn't have a bed in KwaZulu-Natal. And just as we recovered from that, everyone, all experts were saying, don't worry about the third wave, it's going to be particularly mild. Well, then came the Delta variant, and we didn't have a bed in the Gauteng. So it's been a devastating year for us. 77% of our beds are in the Gauteng and KZN. And for 5.5 months of this year, we couldn't do elective surgery. So besides the devastating loss of life, it's been a tough year for us.
So talk us through your management of it all, Richard, because, you know, like I say, you talk about how you've evolved as far as your regimens are concerned and effective bed allocation, and how that's started to play more so now to your favor.
Well, Alicia, you know, COVID-19 is a very humbling disease, and one can't afford to be dogmatic at all. In March and April last year, people were telling us COVID spread on surfaces, or so-called fomite spread, and we spent billions of dollars across the world on PPE. We now know that there's very little fomite or surface spread. It's all our noses or our mouths or our eyes. And so wearing a mask is critical. So, you know, we can't hold on to what we thought was the answer or the cause or what caused the transmission. And likewise, we've got smarter with the testing. Rapid antigen tests have helped enormously. Various treatment regimens. There's still no silver bullet for COVID other than a vaccine. You know, the bottom line is if you are vaccinated, you will probably not get severe disease or be admitted to hospital and have a less likely chance of dying. And if you look at our numbers now, all of the cases we have in hospital are those of people who are unvaccinated. So lots of learning, and the textbook, Alicia, hasn't been written. We continue to learn.
Absolutely. But as we see this vaccination, rollout kick into gear, we have seen an opening up of the economy. So talk us through how much of a, I don't know if we can call it a going back to normal of activity you are seeing with this opening up, Richard, where, you know, elective surgeries now come back into play.
Well, it has come back into play, and what we're saying is, absent a new virulent or highly transmissible strain, we think the fourth wave is going to be a lot milder, but we simply don't know. And what we've got to try to do, Alicia, is move as a country from a pandemic state, which wrecks the economy, which causes massive loss of life, into a endemic state, which is very much akin to the flu virus. Every year people will get flu. You can choose to be vaccinated or not. But unfortunately, we can't move into that endemic stable environment unless we get our vaccination rates up substantially. And they are nowhere near where they should be at the moment.
Absolutely. Well, and like we say, you know, it has impacted the state of your hospital, just what kind of activity you've seen through there. Richard, how have, your activity levels picked up now? Because we know that it has a very direct cost impact on your cost base. And one wants to get a sense of the extent to which you've started to see that cost base start to unwind a little bit and translate to your margins.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I think that certainly over the last 6 to 8 weeks, we've seen a good recovery in activity of patients who are non-COVID in nature and elective surgery. And the question is how long that will last and what recovery looks like. And as I said, we've learned not to be too dogmatic about anything, because COVID is a great humbler. So we hope we're going to have a fourth wave that is going to be less severe. But again, you know, hope is not a strategy, and we need to get all South Africans vaccinated.
Yeah, absolutely. Where does this put your focus as far as CapEx investments are concerned?
So we'll be spending about 1.4 billion in the new year. 160 million of that is to complete the new Alberton Hospital. It's a 427-bed hospital that we've been building here in the Gauteng over the last 3 years. We also have a new Akeso facility. But Alicia, our biggest focus is on IT and digitizing our network. And as we said in today's results presentation, we're fundamentally redesigning the way we deliver healthcare. We want to empower patients. We want to make them participate in their healthcare. You can't do that if you can't give them copies of their records. And we want every patient to have a digital copy of their discharge summary, of all of their blood tests, right across our ecosystem. And digitizing is not an end in itself. It's purely an enabler. So there's a lot going on in the data and analytics space for us, where most of our spend will be into the future.
Let's leave it there, Richard. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Netcare, Richard Friedland.